This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, P-A-C, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Richard Sofian, S-O-F like Frank, I-A-N like November, date of birth 10-25 of 1945. Dear Miss Preston, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sofian with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was June 2nd of this year. He's been feeling well. He states that his last hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed, and I'd like to highlight metoprolol. He takes 37.5 milligram once a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 189 pounds. That's about a 2-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 62. Blood pressure 128 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 24th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.65. Estimated GFR is 42. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium, 140. Potassium is 5.3. Slightly higher previous level was 5.1. Carbon dioxide, 19. Albumin, 4.6, phosphorus, 3.4, intact parathyroid hormone is 27.9, hemoglobin, 12.6, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, mild hyperkalemia. He was given a copy of the low-potassium diet and instructed in which foods he should avoid. He does like chocolate and nuts, and so those are probably the culprits in the mild elevation of potassium level with this lab. 2, hypertension, well-controlled. And 3, type 2 diabetes with excellent control. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.